How do ESPF and DMARC work together to enhance email security? Email has never been entirely secure, and with AI-powered phishing attacks on the rise, 93% of organizations plan to strengthen their defenses. A key strategy involves combining SPF Sender Policy Framework and DMARC Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance to prevent spoofing and phishing. SPF works like a guest list in a domain's DNS, specifying which servers are authorized to send emails on behalf of the domain. When an email arrives, the receiving server checks whether the sender's IP matches the list. While effective, SPF has limitations, particularly with forwarded emails. Since SPF only verifies the immediate sending server, forwarded emails often fail authentication, leading to legitimate messages being marked as spam. To overcome this, DMARC acts as a supervisory layer over SPF and DKIM domain keys identified mail. It not only verifies whether SPF or DKIM passes, but also checks domain alignment, ensuring the from domain matches the authorized sending domain. Based on these results, DMARC enforces policies to either deliver, quarantine, or reject suspicious emails. DMARC generates detailed reports, helping organizations identify spoofing attempts and misconfigurations. The article also highlights common pitfalls in SPF and DMARC deployment. Ignoring SPF alignment. Even if SPF passes, mismatched domains cause DMARC failures. Setting P equals reject too soon. Without proper monitoring, legitimate emails may be blocked. Best practice is to start with monitor mode, review reports, then move gradually to stricter enforcement. Exceeding SPF DNS lookup limits. SPF allows only 10 lookups. Exceeding this causes failures. Simplifying records, limiting third-party includes, or using SPF flattening tools can resolve this. While SPF alone is insufficient, pairing it with DMARC ensures stronger authentication, brand protection, and proactive defense against phishing and spoofing attacks.